Business up and running, and you're kind of overwhelmed with the amount of things that you may have to do, but you're not sure where to get started? Well, in this video, I'm going to explain to you exactly how to get started and do it less stressed. Let's get started. So as I mentioned in the introduction, I want to explain to you exactly how I actually got started and some of the steps that you can take from what I've learned and actually get going a little less stressed as you may be, because sometimes you may feel quite overwhelmed by the amount of things that you have to get done. And you're not sure exactly where to get started, and especially when you're starting a small business, you will never have all of the answers to all of the questions that you've got, and that's perfectly fine. I started my business. I had absolutely no idea where I was going to get started. I just started. Now, I know that may be really simple and you're thinking, Damien, wow, that's just really easy to say, just get started. But at the end of the day, that's really the only thing that you can do is just start. Now, I'm going to give you a couple pointers to kind of give you some maybe chronological, some things that you can do in order and make sure that you do them by first, second, third, or fourth step. And that will kind of ease your mind a little bit as to what it is that you need to do first. So I'm actually going to reference a question in this whole video. I got a subscriber that sent me a question/comment about her getting up and running with her spice business. And she felt kind of overwhelmed and was just about to kind of throw her hands up and say, you know what, this is probably not worth it. But hang in there, it is definitely worth it. If you are looking to start your own business, and specifically a food business, it is definitely an endeavor I recommend you do. There's gonna be a lot of learning along the way. So I'm gonna explain to you exactly what I would do in this case. I'm gonna take a little tidbit of her question that I've got here and then kind of cover that and give you some examples, some feedback of what I actually had to experience. I didn't really have any much resources when I first started my business. I just told my wife, let's just do it. And we pretty much rented a space. I kind of used a little bit of our 401k and some of our personal finances to do it. And then from there, we just kept the ball rolling, and it's now about 11 years or so into it, and we're doing very well. So really quick. So her business was a spice business, and she was looking to figure out where she could get it started, whether it would be from home or whether it would be like commercial kitchen or maybe get a co-packer. So here are some of the questions that she had. So the first off, the question she had about how much money does it take to start this type of business. To be honest with you, I can't gauge that for you. I can't give you a gauge as, you know, it's going to be $50,000 or $60,000 or $2,000. And here's why. When you start your first food business, there's a lot of variables and factors that come into play with how much does it cost to start it. There is no one clear answer across the board because it depends a lot on where are you starting it. If you're going to do it from home, you're going to save yourself a lot of money, but there's a few restrictions and a few things that you can and can't do. Potentially where you can sell the product is a big limitation because you can't do a business online from home when you're making food in almost every state. There's a couple different states that have some laws on the books in regards to selling online, but they're very, very few. And also the type of foods that you can resell or make and sell online from your home are even more limited, okay? So for instance, if you're starting from home, that's going to save you a lot of money, right? Because you're not going to have to build a kitchen out to make your product. The other thing is that you have the opportunity to rent a commercial kitchen. Now, how much, Damien, money does it cost to start a food business if I'm renting a commercial kitchen? Again, I couldn't give you an exact amount, but I can give you some criteria to understand about how you can figure out how much it will cost you. If you're renting a commercial kitchen, they rent them out by the hour. They rent them out by sometimes the day, maybe 3 or 4 hour lots. And on top of it, it depends on the type of kitchen. A commercial kitchen with just equipment is going to be a certain price. There's these new types of commercial kitchens that have opened up called incubators, where they have a lot of business advice. They have a lot of mentors. They have a lot of other resources. Those have a tendency to be a little more expensive. So it's really going to be dependent upon that as one of the biggest places or biggest questions is where, what place are you going to do it from? Okay, I personally would recommend starting from home because you don't have to invest in kitchens and equipment and all that. And there's quite a few items that you can actually make from home and sell at farmers markets and sell locally. And it's a really good place to do it without having to invest a lot. So number one, start as much as you can start from home. Okay, the first thing I would do is come up with a product. I can't tell you how many clients, and I love working with my clients and I love giving them directions, but a lot of them have a first question right off the bat is, I ask them in my questionnaire is, do you have a product? And some of them actually do, and some of them don't. So the first kind of correspondence I give them is, you need to figure out what it is that you want to make. Having the love and passion for cooking and making food, that is totally different than having a set recipe for a product that can be packaged and sold, okay? That's different. Cooking something, if you want to get into catering, that's a whole other video. That's a whole other topic. But if you have a product and you're looking to make it, that's number one. Number two, finding out where you can make it, as I just mentioned, okay? You need to find out where would make the most sense for what you want to do. Specifically for her question, it's a spice business. Now, almost every state allows spices or rubs or mixtures of spices and spice blends to be made in your cottage food kitchen at home. I say almost all because every state is a little different. But most of the states that I'm aware of actually allow that because that's a non-potentially hazardous food product. Something that doesn't really spoil with temperature. It's not time sensitive. So dry rubs, the spice blends, and those types of things are great to start from home because it's a low overhead, low investment, and it's allowed in almost every single state, okay? So figure out what you want to make as far as the spice. So to answer her question directly, if you're looking to get into spice business, create a spice, maybe a line of spices, maybe four or five different types, or if you want to just stick with one, stick with one. That's perfectly fine. But create the product. Next up is figure out how you're going to package it, okay? And then remember, take it step by step. Don't get overwhelmed by everything that you think you have to get done in the same day. I've actually been there and done that, and you know, I've got a million things every day that I do, operating six businesses and multiple YouTube channels and doing consulting and such. Your time is extremely valuable. It's the most valuable thing you ever have. So if you can figure out how to just take it easy, and remember, it's step-by-step processes, and those steps will build upon themselves and your business will begin to grow, okay? After you figured out the product, then figure out how you're going to package it, okay? Is it going to be in a bag? Is it going to be in a container? You don't have to know exactly the size and everything, but just start writing down. Get a tablet. I recommend writing down, brainstorming some ideas about how your food product will be packaged, okay? Now, the next thing up in line is that once you figure out where you're going to make it, which, again, do it from home, now you need to figure out what kind of licenses or permits that your county and city and the state possibly actually requires you to have in order to operate from your home. How do you find that out? Well, you can go to your local health department and ask them a question and tell them, hey, I'm looking to start a business from home. What kind of licenses do I need or permits do I need? And the other thing is that you may be in some states regulated by the USDA. Now, that's the Department of Agriculture. Every single state has satellite offices for that. And you can simply Google, like if you're in Los Angeles, California, you could Google Los Angeles, California, USDA office, get the phone number, and you call them and say, look, are you guys in charge of inspecting our state when we have the cottage food law? Do you guys do inspections? Or does that fall under the health department? Believe it or not, in some states, the health department and the local government agencies don't even regulate home businesses. You don't even have to have a license or a permit in some states. Texas, if I'm not mistaken, is one of them. Texas doesn't even have a law on the books that requires you to have it inspected or even regulated by a government agency. But keep in mind that, I recommend you incorporate yourself as a business. Create a business entity aside from your personal, okay? You want to separate the two. Never combine them because you could be liable personally. If someone gets sick and they sue you because your spices made them ill, you could be in some serious trouble. Also, get food insurance. So here's the next step. So once you figured out your product and figured out where you're going to make it, find out what type of permits or licenses are needed. Now, that's going to cost money. No business has ever started on $0. If someone tells you that it's cost you nothing, that's nonsense. Everything costs something. So keep that in mind and don't get discouraged if it's $150 for the license. You don't have the money or something right now. Save up the money, get the license, then get the permits. Get everything you need to follow the guidelines to do it right and do it legally, because that's going to be the best route, okay? And if you have additional questions about that, always, always ask. Don't be afraid to ask, because when you start a food business, you're going to need to ask about a million questions. I've been in this business for 11 years. I still have a million questions every day that come up. Like, I don't know about this. I need to find out. I need to call this. So if, no matter what it is, it's a constant learning process. So don't lose that. Don't keep track of the fact that it's going to be something that you're going to constantly be evolving and keep asking questions. Never stop asking questions. Next up, so she was trying to ask also where she starts. So she wants to create a spice blend. She wants to do some spices. That's great. But where do you start? Like, how much do you buy? Well, to be honest with you, that is going to be a question based upon where are you going to sell it. And what I mean by that is, let's say you want to open up a stand at a local farmer's market and kind of get a taste for how is it to operate a business from home? How is it to start a small business? Farmers markets are great experimenting, like grounds to experiment on. So if you want to go there and you want to sell 100 packs or maybe 200 packs of your product, calculate, number one, remember what I said in the beginning? How big is your package? Figure out the size. That's going to dictate how much you need to buy in order to sell, let's say, 100 packages. Set yourself a goal. I want to sell 100 or 200 packages over the next couple of farmers markets that I go to. I want to sell that. And start small. Don't make your goals so big that if you've never experienced this, you're not going to be able to handle those big goals. You need to start small and let it compound, okay? So how much do you need to buy? That was going to be dictated by how much do you want to sell. So if you want to sell 100 bags and there are 4 ounces each, well, you need to make four ounce bags times 100. You need to make 100 bags. Figure out your spice, your recipe, and then buy what you need to just make that goal. Once you sell through that goal, then set a higher goal, then buy more spices. There is no clear-cut route to being an entrepreneur. There's a lot of great advice to help you understand getting started, but every business is different and everyone has a different budget, everyone has different goals. So there is no clear-cut goal or clear-cut route to becoming a successful entrepreneur. You kind of make it up as you go along, to be honest with you. You can have a great business plan, which I recommend sitting down and kind of writing out your ideas. Figure it out what you want to do, where you want to go with it. That's a great idea. I definitely encourage you doing that. But at the end of the day, there is no just to get from A to B, you got to just do this, this, and this. You're going to have to do this and go up and down. And you know what? You may have to go around. There's going to be a lot of different courses that you're going to have to take, different types of action to get to the end result. And not every business is going to be the same. So I hope that kind of eases your mind. Take it easy and take it slow. Make your goals small in the beginning and achievable so you can build upon that. Don't try to create something overnight and create it within the next couple of weeks or even a couple of months. Businesses take time to grow and they also take investment. You've got to put the money in order for you to reap the benefits of it. Nothing starts for free. So if you have any questions about what I said, as always, let me know down below. I'll be happy to try to help you guys out as much as I can. I've got a couple brand new videos coming up. It is Saturday. So between now and Monday, I've got some more I will upload. So check back into the channel. And as always, if you're not a subscriber, hit that magical red button right there. And I'll see you guys on the next video. And as a matter of fact, there is a couple of other videos that may help you get started with your food business. So take care.